From the book of Job, chapter 22. We've been studying the 21st to the 28th verse, but I'm going to only use the 28th verse tonight. But the 21st to the 27th verse are very important because they're talking about maturing you in a certain area where you'll properly be able to make decrees that I believe that the body of Christ have not used as powerful as they are. And so a decree means it's already done. And you already know it's finished. It's powerful. But the 28th verse says in Job 22:28, then I'm going to pray, thou shalt also decree a thing. That word decree, you need to underline it and look up definition about it. And it shall be established unto thee. Notice it said, if you decreed, it shall be. No doubt about it. And then you have, and he shall save. And then it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Two strong words, three strong words, shall. And then get ready to open to three other openings in Exodus chapter 3. John 14 and Galatians chapter 2. Now, Father, as we go through your word tonight, speak to every person that is online. You're taking us into a new dimension of the supernatural. We thank you for it, and we praise you that the Holy Spirit can give utterance and boldness to speak the word of God clearly tonight, that many lives will be changed. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I have a prophetic word for you. You have to take notes on it. It's fresh, it's new, but it was spoken by God today. There's a resurrection of the supernatural in the body of Christ. There's a resurrection of the supernatural in the body of Christ. All identity crises are about to be removed. Being a Christian is the highest order of life that exists. Once you identify, or once your identity is rightfully appropriated and understood, listen, there will be no stopping you at no level of life. Amen. Faith, the anointing, and the glory will be released in your life. The kingdom, power, and the glory will begin to manifest to you and through you. Grace, love, and communion of the Holy Ghost, power, love, and a sound mind will keep the heaven open for you and those you minister to. Mm-hmm. And you have to re-listen to that and get copies of it and see it's a word from the Lord about the supernatural. Now, decreeing my I am identity in Christ daily. That's what we're going to be dealing with. Decreeing my I am identity in Christ daily. Jesus always operated on earth, listen to this very carefully, in his I am identity. It made him supernatural. I'm going to give it to you again now because the body of Christ needs to know this. Jesus always operated on earth in his I am identity. It made him supernatural. So if it made him supernatural, It'll make you supernatural. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, you have the right to operate in the I am identity. Now, when you turn to Exodus, now this is a threefold shift in here. When I saw it in Exodus chapter 3. Now listen very, because there's gonna be a transition here in the spirit that most probably the body of Christ, if they heard it, is rare. But there could be a shifting in your life tonight. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. Exodus 3:13. And we're dealing with the I am identity. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Verse 14 now. Watch verse 14, because the next verse we're going to go to is a transitional verse. And I think in the spirit, many people will be transferred tonight. And God said unto Moses, now notice what he said to Moses, I am that I am. Mm-hmm. So that's God's name. Mm-hmm. All right? Mm-hmm. And he said, thus shall I say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Mm-hmm. So this I am identity here now. Now, look at John 14:6. Most of y'all probably know that by heart, John 14:6, where Jesus said, I am. Mm-hmm. The way, the truth, and the life. See, Jesus, remember Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. Mm-hmm. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the vine. Mm-hmm. I am the door. He was living out his I am identity. Once you understand the I am identity, or the I am anointing, or the I am insight, once you understand it, when you speak, you know it's done already. Mm-hmm. But you got to get a revelation of it, and I'm going to give you a revelation of it. So you got John 14:6, where Jesus actually is appropriating his I am identity. And he got threefold. I'm the way, truth, and the life. You see that? Yes, now, he knew that because of his connection with the I amness of God. Every believer have that right to be connected the same way. Mm-hmm. Now, the Lord showed me today how that connection is fully made. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It's identification with Christ. It's identification with the cross. It's an identification with the resurrection. It's identification with grace. With those things on your life, you are unstoppable. Here in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Now, we read about God who God said he is. I am that I am, right? And then we see the secret that Jesus was using when he was here on earth as a man. Mm-hmm. He was operating as a God.
Yes, sir.
As a man, he was operating as a God. Mm-hmm. So he had the Holy Ghost, but he had the I am identity on his life. Mm-hmm. And we must know the same way Jesus lived and the same power Jesus had, God has given it to us. Mm-hmm. But religion and routine and regular, you won't see it. The Holy Ghost got to reveal it to you. So you hear the Holy Ghost reveal how our I am identity can be put on fully. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Apostle Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. You see that? Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So the crucifixion and the resurrection and the life he lived, look at it. I am crucified with Christ. Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Now, by Christ liveth in me is saying that I have the same potentials in my life, wow, by revelation, yes, that Christ had when he was here, yes, on earth.
Mm-hmm.
See, I am that I am, back in Exodus. I am that I am, back in Exodus. You saw that? I am that I am, back in Exodus. You saw that?
Yes, sir.
And then you saw Jesus, and I talked about it a little bit. Jesus constantly was trying to reveal to us why he was so powerful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus was constantly decreeing, mm-hmm, his I am identity, mm-hmm, over and over and over again. So he was saying, it don't make no difference what you're saying. I know who I am, mm-hmm, and I know the power that I'm packing. So in this verse, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. It's an I am identity. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. See, still I am identity, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, the 21st verse also bring in a large picture. He says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. And the grace of God is, in Ephesians 1:3, said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So the grace of God is the covering for the I am identity. Mm-hmm. See, I'm anointed, but I got grace. Grace covering the I am identity. All right, now, so the first decreeing aspect that I want you to place in your life is the decree of the fact that I am a child of God, and God is spiritually my Father. That's the first one. I'm a child of God. And you got to make them on a daily basis. Now, I got so many here that you probably had to use one or two every day. But the first decreeing my identity, I am a child of God. God is spiritually my Father. Say that. I'm a child of God. God is spiritually my Father. Now, those are not just words. Look at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And the scripture will open these decrees up to us, and we'll begin to grow in our identity. That's why Jesus never thought he could lose, never thought it wasn't nothing he couldn't handle, because he wasn't living on his own power and strength. He was living in the identity of God. What have happened, the church have not known, or the believers have not known, that they have a divine right to live the same way. Mm-hmm. It's actually, you hear me talk about it a lot of time, but it's actually apostolic territory. Mm-hmm. Bringing the church out from just lay portion, just depending on the minister for everything, if they don't have power, they have to know their own identity. All right? In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it reveals, I'm a child of God. God is spiritually my Father. Now, that's what Jesus knew. Jesus knew that. We got to know that. But religion and theology and tradition block that out. Mm-hmm. Formality. We go through those formalities of going to church and singing songs and clapping our hand. But what is your real identity Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or on the job, or wherever you are? You have to know you got that power. Here in Romans 8:14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. See that? The 15th verse says, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. The spirit of adoption. I'm spiritually adopted into the family of God. Whereby we cry. Look what we cry. Abba, Father. Now, we cry that from a spiritual perspective, not just a flesh and blood perspective, not just reading the Bible. We have to, in our spirit, we have to recognize that. And then I went on and look at the 16th verse to help bear witness with this. Mm-hmm. The Spirit himself, as it said, but himself, he's a person, bears witness with our spirit. Wait, what did he bear witness with?
Our spirit,
that we are the children of God. Mm-hmm. See, so the impact or the impartation of this revelation will be in your spirit, but then you have to pass it on to your soul,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. In your emotion, your mind, your imagination, mm-hmm. your conscience. You have to know,
yep.
I am a spirit, and I am a child of God, and God is my spiritual Father. Look at Galatians chapter 3, and let's prove this from two or three scriptures. Of this decreeing, I'm a child of God. God is spiritually my Father. Mm-hmm. In Galatians chapter 3, we'll look at another scripture that will back this up. Galatians Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's very clear, isn't it? Mm-hmm. See? Now, the secret, my brothers and sisters, of this revelation, that identity make you constantly supernatural. Mm-hmm. Now, we can't go by feeling it. We can't go by physical observation. We have to have revelation. Mm-hmm. See, Satan used physical observation to try to make us believe it didn't happen or we don't have that authority. But that's where we have to have faith. Because faith keeps us in the realm of the spirit, mm-hmm. and faith finally will knock down what need to be knocked down. Yeah. All right, let's look in Galatians 4. Look in the 6th verse. And because you are sons, see, he keeps saying it, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, mm-hmm. crying, Abba, Father. That is again, Abba, Father. So the spirit of God is on the inside of every believer.
Yes. Yes.
See, now, religiously, again, traditionally, routinely, theologically, denominationally, you won't get to that realm. See, this is a realm. This is almost a new hope in the body of Christ that the individual know I can stand up for myself, mm-hmm. and I can get a hold of God for myself in power, mm-hmm. in confidence. And then they know it's not because they're such a good person.
Right. Mm-hmm.
See, it's all about him. And then you know this verse, you're familiar with it. We talk about decreeing that I'm a child of God and God is my spiritual father. I could stay there for months. I need to be there. That's so important. We're talking about sonship, talking about proper relationship, and they're talking about God is the father of spirit. Mm-hmm. See, he's not your physical father. He's your spiritual father.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But then you got John 1:12. Mm-hmm. Very simple. But as many as receive him, look at that. To them give he the power to become the sons of God. Spiritual son.
Yes.
See, when you recognize that, then your faith take on another another level of functioning. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, number two, I'm a new creation in Christ. All things have passed away, and all things has become new. You need to, not by knowing that in the spirit, you need to make that confession. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. See, I am a new creation in Christ. Say it.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away, and all things
has become new.
Now, that 2 Corinthians 5:17 tell you that. If you read that, shout about it, and don't know what it really means, don't know the significance of the power that you being given. Because you're a new creature, you're walking a new dimension, you're walking a new power, you're walking a new glory, you're walking a new revelation, walking a new understanding, you're walking a new victory. Because you're connected in the spirit world. Now, you can be a Christian, unlearned, immature, and never experience that type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can quote the scripture, therefore, if any man be in Christ, you're a new creature, but you're still going the old way, still going to limit it. See, there's no limitation once you get this revelation.
Mm-hmm.
All limitation are taken off because God had no limitation on him. God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing impossible. And so I think we walk around packing this all the time, but yet not fully coming to the realization that I can do it. See, Jesus knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you come up with something with 5,000 people and 5 loaves of bread, 2 fish, didn't bother Jesus. Because Jesus knew that in his spirit, he can cause things to happen that not normally happen. All right? Okay. The third one, the third decree of your identity, your I am identity. I am in Christ. Look in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. We're close by. It was in Galatians. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So now the Holy Spirit will have to take this in Ephesians. I am in Christ, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Then he goes in the third verse, says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. But we're blessed with everything. We're already blessed.
Amen.
All blessing belong to me.
Yes. All blessing belong to
me. There's nothing too good for me to have. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, in the spirit, you see, in the spirit. And you're going to live a regular life? You know, clap your hand and jump a little bit and don't let life flow? Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
You see, as you decree these things, I am in Christ. I'm a new creature. I'm a child of God. Now, here we go to a fourth one. I am an heir with the Father and a joint heir with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I am an heir. Your heirship come up now. Think that actually the whole world belonged to you. In Psalm 24, it said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and the world and they that dwell in it. That's talking to you. Because
mm-hmm.
anything the Father have, you can have it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything Jesus have, you can have it. Anything you see, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job, Esther, Ruth, all biblical characters, God give it to us for evidence, but you can have the same thing.
Yeah. Amen.
It's so powerful. I mean, we're going to have to move in this supernatural realm to shut this culture down.
Mm-hmm.
He told you they were coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He told you, the Bible tell you they're coming in the last days. As a matter of fact, the book of Jude talk about it, that the book of one chapter, talked about how bad it's going to get and told you what to do in the 20th verse, building yourself up,
mm-hmm.
praying in the Holy Ghost, walking in love,
mm-hmm.
and they can't stop you. You see, we can't let this shut us down. So
right.
So I'm an heir with the Father and a joint heir with Christ. Look in Galatians chapter 4 again. Look in Galatians again. These things, and with that prophecy you received a few minutes ago, if you connect those two things and meditate on it, you'll be a powerful being.
Mm-hmm.
Here in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, and because, now let's keep what we keep emphasizing, ye are sons. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more servants, but a son. And if a son, then I am God through Christ. You see, most Christians are serving.
Mm-hmm.
Most Christians are crying out for help. They don't know the help is already here.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know. See, the enemy, the reason we got to move in the supernatural, the enemy is supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes,
yeah, the enemy. I'll prove it to you. The enemy is supernatural. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, power, spiritual weakness, rulers of darkness. So we got a spiritual enemy, Ephesians 6, 12. That's why Paul said in the 10th verse of that chapter, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
See? Then Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, or the devil. See? So Satan been the supernatural school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he knew how to function beyond religion, beyond Bible reading. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Beyond just having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
He'll let you have all that. And when you come out, he make you forget. Forget. Watch, I want you to get this voice. He make you forget Luke 10:19.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, that you got power. He's supposed to be under your feet. He all on your back. Mm. But if you don't know your divine rights and don't know how to appropriate it in the spirit as sons of God in your true, listen, I am identity. Now, I am, leave nothing out. Mm-hmm. I am healed. I am blessed. I'm out of debt.
Yeah.
I'm full of joy. I'm full of peace. I mean, I am, don't leave nothing out. So you see there, the I am identity, you decreeing in that I am identity, I am an heir with the Father and a joint heir with Christ. Look at Romans 8:17. Romans 8:17. A lot of scripture, but I want you to have them down so you can go over them. In your I am decreeing my I am identity. In him I live, I move, I have my being. That I am identity is so powerful. And yeah, in Romans 8:17, it says, and if children, then heirs. Not only my sonship identity come forth, but my heirship, my ownership comes. I have a divine right to everything that exists because I'm a child of God and God owns everything.
Yeah.
And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. All right. Here's another decree. Now we're talking about decreeing. Here's another decree. I am reconciled to God, and I am an ambassador of reconciliation for him. I am reconciled to God, and I'm an ambassador. I am an ambassador of reconciliation for him. Look in 2 Corinthians. Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Corinthians. And you know, these territories, that prophecy I read to you, you see, let me go back over it again now. There's a resurrection of the supernatural in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. See, that I am is a resurrection mm-hmm. from routine. Mm-hmm. Routine. Hmm. Or, watch this now, from just revelation. Mm-hmm. Just revelation. Revelation is no good without manifestation. Revelation is no good without activation.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you know about it and can't access it, what good that doing to you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So what we're talking about is this I am identity calls us to say things and they come to pass in power. We're not confused about our surrounding. Because Satan can kick up a lot of dust around you, but he can't touch you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know he know he whipped. You know, sometimes a person know they whipped, but they still cut up. Because they want you to think that they still got power, but they don't have no more power because you got the victory.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So see, there's a resurrection of the supernatural in the body of Christ. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that? There's a resurrection that's hot off the press now from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
God talked to me about that. There's a resurrection of the supernatural in the body of Christ. Resurrection means the body of Christ at large have let the supernatural went to sleep. Almost died out.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a remnant still stirring up. I'm not putting nobody down, but the majority of the body of Christ know nothing about the supernatural. And they say this thing, all identity crises are about to be removed. Mm-hmm. You understand? All identity. Well, you say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. That got to be removed, man. Mm-hmm. You got to know what you to do. You're serving God, and you're anointed. You got God's spirit in you.
Yes,
you can't have nothing you can't handle because you're saying God can't handle it.
Yeah, right.
See what I'm saying? And then it says, I want you to, I'm repeating it because I want this recorded. Being a Christian is the highest order of life.
Mm-hmm.
What? Somebody say, well, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
That exists. being a Christian is the highest order of life that exists. Worldly folks think they're high. You know, they think they're a star, superstar. The highest life that exists is being a Christian, and you can have all they got.
Mm-hmm.
True.
See, that's what happened. See, they put God down low. You can't have this. You can't have, well, no, yeah, well, you can have all they have God and have all they have, and don't act a jack. What's your identity is rightfully appropriated and understood. This is what he said. There will be no stopping you at no level of life. No stopping you at no level. Now, this is prophetic. This is what the Lord told me. He told me, you know, and I'm praying in tongues. I don't know how long I've been praying. He started talking. You pray in tongues long enough, he'll start talking. So now, the revelation of your I am identity have taken all limits off of your life. But it has to be, you have to receive it, that I'm a son of God, and I have the same I am identity that Jesus had when he was on earth. Matter of fact, when Jesus left, he left his I am identity with us and told us the work that I do, John 14:12, shall you do also. Jesus said, keep the work going on. I'm leaving, I'm going to send somebody with you. The same person who's with me, I'm sending them to you, the Holy Spirit. You see it? So I just want y'all to go over that prophecy, faith, the anointing, and the glory will be released in your life. Faith, the anointing, and the glory. The kingdom, power, and the glory will begin to manifest to you and through you. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. So let's go to another one. I'm reconciled to God, and I'm an ambassador of reconciliation for him. We looked at 2 Corinthians 5:18. Look at 2 Corinthians 5:18. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:18. I have to take my time and give you this because we're working in an Ephesians 4 scenario. Some things that the body of Christ didn't really put on, and we have to put them on now. I am reconciled to God, and I'm an ambassador of reconciliation for him. Here in 2 Corinthians 5:18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation, mm-hmm. to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespass unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. It goes on in 24, it says, now we're ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ that be ye reconciled to God, for ye made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Mm-hmm. Being, and we're the righteousness of God, that's a revelation. I remember when I first got that revelation, we're the righteousness of God. All right, here's another decree of your identity of Christ. I am a saint. Look at Ephesians 1:1. Ephesians 1:1. I am a saint. Isn't that something? Now, you know, people won't let you say that because they think I'm an old filthy sinner saved by grace and all that stuff they won't say. And Satan loves to hear somebody say that stupid stuff. Now, I am a saint. You decree I'm a saint. See, you're sanctified because of the Lord Jesus Christ, not because of how you so good. It's because of him. Everything I have is because of him. You understand that? Everything I have is because of him. Hallelujah. Now, here in Ephesians, I'm a saint. Ephesians 1:1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saint, which is Ephesus, to the saints. To the saints. See, what's that effort? See, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. You see what he said? To the saints. Mm-hmm. I'm a saint. Mm-hmm. Look at 1 Corinthians. Look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. That's 7 Corinthians. Hallelujah. I'm a saint. Now, people who don't know what they're saying shouldn't say that. But if you know that you're a saint because he made you a saint, that you're not a saint because you're living so good, so you know you live a good life. Yeah. You live a holy life. I believe in living a clean life. I believe in living a sanctified life. Yes, he wouldn't tell us that we could be sanctified in First Thessalonians 5:23, I think it is. Mm-hmm. Sanctify your whole spirit, soul, and body. So you talk to a religious person and tell them you sanctified, and they'll think you're saying that you all that. Mm-hmm. But you're bragging on what God have done for you, mm-hmm. in you, and now God is working through you. Mm-hmm. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So you need to decree, and none of y'all never probably decreed it. I'm a saint. In your whole lifetime, y'all better talk to me up in here. Your whole lifetime, you've been serving God, you love God, but you're just kind of scared to say that.
I am a saint.
See, but you're a saint because the sanctified one lives on the inside of you.
Yes.
And that's why you get that horn blow when you make a mistake or get ugly or act crazy. That's why that whistle blow.
Yeah.
So you can go ahead on and repent and get right back.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Hallelujah. Look, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look in Philippians 1:1. I'm a saint. Now, you get around a religious person and say that.
Hmm.
You get around a man who's running around on his wife and going to church too, and you talk about you a saint. You get around a woman messing around, you talk about you a saint. Nobody's a saint. Just because you out in the street don't mean I got to be out there. God still got a whole lot of clean people.
Yes.
Y'all better talk louder than that.
Yes.
I don't be up in here by myself. Hallelujah. I noted that in Philippians 1, we're making these decrees, decreeing my I am identity. So all these I am. I am in Christ. I am a child of God. I am an heir with the Father. Now we're talking about I am a saint. Here in Philippians 1, Paul and Timotheus, the servant of Jesus Christ, to all the saints. Y'all with me?
Yes.
In Christ Jesus, what you're at Philippi, with the bishop and deacon. All the saints. Satan have robbed that word from us. We sit here, over 1,000 people connected here. How many times you confess I'm a saint? How many times you have decreed I'm a saint? You know, actually I'm guilty. Think about it. I don't remember doing it myself. Isn't that something? But you can quickly call yourself old filthy rag and all that stuff. You know, I'm a sinner. What it do is Satan, I want you to recognize that. You're giving the glory to God.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. You recognize that if God holding me in this position. But in order to do that, you're going to have your spirit, your soul, and your body sanctified.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do that, that's 1 Thessalonians 5:23. In order to do that, you're going to have Hebrews 4:12 working on you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
They'll give you the confidence and the boldness. Now, I can say it easy that I'm a saint. You know why? Spend time in the Word, and I know what I'm doing. I'm giving God the glory.
Mm-hmm.
He made me a saint. I didn't make myself a saint.
Yes, right.
So I try to keep my spirit sanctified, my soul and my body sanctified.
Right.
Let him do it. For the Bible said in the 24th verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:24, he'll do it. But you got to let him do it.
Right.
All right? So one of your decreeing factors is that going to increase your anointing and increase your walk with God. I am a saint. Now, you're not saying that pridefully and fleshly. You're saying that with thanksgiving,
yes, sir,
and honor and praise to the cross, to the blood that have washed you clean from all sin.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then look right over in Colossians chapter 1, and you'll see it again, because I want the word to verify it, that these things have put you in another degree of the resurrection of the supernatural in your life. I'm a saint. I'm a saint. You know, man, you see that around the wrong place, you say, what? And then you can take them to these scriptures. Say, oh, I didn't know that was in there. Mm-hmm. Constantly calling people saints. Colossians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. No, Colossians chapter 1, verse 2. To the saints. Mm-hmm. And faithful brethren. In Christ was that at Colossae. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord. What do you call them?
Saints.
Saints. Sanctified. Set apart. Mm-hmm. Secured by the Spirit of God. I love it. And then, my brother and sister, that's six decrees I've given you there. Here's the seventh one. I'm God's workmanship, created in Christ for good work. Let's say it. I'm God's workmanship.
I'm God's workmanship.
Created in Christ.
For good work.
Look in Ephesians 2:10. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Bless his holy name.
Yep. Yep.
The body of Christ coming out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, glory to God.
Glory
I say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Praise his holy name. Now notice here in Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship. You see that?
Yeah.
Created in Christ Jesus unto good work, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship.
Mm-hmm.
See? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works,
mm-hmm,
which God has before ordained that we should walk in them.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm God's workmanship, created in Christ for good works.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice, here's another decree that we should make. I'm a citizen of heaven. Yeah, in Ephesians 2:19. Now therefore you're no more strangers than foreigners, but fellow citizen with the saints.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, and of the household of God, fellow citizen with the saints. You see that?
Yep.
I'm a citizen of heaven. Look. Oh, my. Look at with me in Ephesians. That's 2:19 we just read.
Yeah.
All right, look at Philippians 3:20. A lot of scripture, but I'm going down a confession line of identity. I have about 25, 30 more I'm going to give you in the months and weeks to come, and you could just have them in your vocabulary, and you can take two or three of them every day and make confession. Are you following me?
Yep.
And by having the scripture backup, you will not be intimidated by the lie that Satan don't want you to believe you're holy and you're sanctified.
Yeah.
You know, because you made some mistakes. Who haven't? There's no condemnation in them who in Christ Jesus, who walk, if you're not walking after the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you might make a step, but that don't mean you're walking after it.
Right, right.
When you've seen that step, you made a wrong step, you back and get back in your place.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And I said, so it's powerful. I see it. Romans 8 clears the flesh and the spirit up.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8 open up the spiritual avenues that we can walk, because carnality will cause you to follow the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, satanic forces want you to follow the flesh. But when you find out the truth that you can follow the Spirit, I am a spirit,
mm-hmm,
that you can walk in the Spirit, and that your spirit is born again, your spirit has the life of God, you can walk just like Jesus walked.
Yes,
Jesus will shut them down every time.
Mm-hmm.
He shut them down. He said, and then he said, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
John 14, he says, my Father doing the work through me. And that's the way we got to live it, that the Father is working through us. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see this. We're talking about, I'm a citizen of heaven, I said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about?
Yes, sir.
That's the one we're confessing?
Yes, sir.
I'm a citizen of heaven, Ephesians 2:19. We looked at 19 at Philippians 3:20. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Now notice here again, we're on number 9. We're repeating ourselves, but we have to emphasize it. I'm a member of Christ's body.
Mm-hmm.
I am a member. You're decreeing that. I'm a member of Christ's body. You see, it's something that'll do something for you when you get out there and the folks that try to hit you, that'll come up and you'll be wearing that aspect of anointing. I'm in 1 Corinthians 12:27. Look at it. I need to look at all of them. I've studied on decreeing. I studied a bunch of books and reading and a lot of stuff came out. And I said, oh, my, I need to get this to the body of Christ so they can start confessing and, sure, and directing their lives that way. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ. When?
Now
you're the body of Christ. And members in particular. I'm a member of the body of Christ. And I mean, the voice said, I'm a member of the body of Christ. Now, those statements shake Satan up because he knows you are.
Yes, sir.
But he don't want you to know. So you're reminding yourself and him.
Yes,
you know that I'm a member of the body of Christ. And then number 10, I'm united to the Lord in one, oh my, and one spirit with him. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm oh my goodness. I'm united to the Lord and one spirit with him. In 1 Corinthians 6:17. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Hallelujah. That's a powerful statement. I'm united to the Lord and one spirit with him. Now, how can Jesus lose? You see what you're doing to yourself? Huh? I am united to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Anybody there?
Yes, sir.
Keep don't want me to get there, but I'm going to get there. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You mean to tell me I have the same spirit that Jesus had?
Yeah.
Paul? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have the same. So if I do, I'm prone and able to get the same result.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, we know, my brother and sister, we have to know now, faith has to be appropriated for all these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of these decrees, all of these revelation has to be kept alive by faith. You have to believe it. You have to trust God enough. See, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We got to walk in that level. Now, remember, when you start walking in that level, the crowd's going to thin out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's because of ignorance. A lot of times it's because of ignoring God.
Mm.
But those of us who are hungry and thirsty after God, we make changes as we go. Are you following me?
Mm-hmm.
Yielding to the presence of God. All right. So you see that? I'm united to the Lord in one spirit with him. You know, you remind yourself of that even if you're dealing with something. I'm connected. You know, that connection is so important. I can't overemphasize it to you. I teach it, but I also appropriate it in my life. It is powerful,
mm-hmm,
to know that you're fully connected to God.
Yeah,
oh, my. Yeah, so you need to continue making that decree. We're decreeing these days now. And look at this one, number 11. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. What? I am, say it, I am the temple. Now, you know, there are some things in your life that is not working right and some things that are trapping you. As we minister like this, it starts to be cleaning out you and making deposits. I am what? I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. You remind yourself of that, and you acting a clown, acting a fool. You say, what am I doing? I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Wow. The Holy Spirit, my God, lives in me.
Yep.
In 1 Corinthians 3:16, look at it right quick. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll be closing in a few minutes. Hallelujah. 3:16. Glory to God. Know you not that ye are the temple of God? And that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? It's a question, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what Satan don't want you to know. He don't want you to know you're the temple of God. See? But you got to know it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit of God dwells in me. So that means enlightenment, anointing, whatever I need, wisdom, whatever I need is always there.
Mm-hmm.
Because he lives in me.
Yes, he
does. That's powerful, man. Mm-hmm. I see another scripture to go with that. Look at 6 and 19. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Praise God. What?
Yep.
What? Apostle Paul, what? It's almost, you know, you don't know that. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own?
Right.
Why, Paul? For you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God, not just with your mouth, in your body and in your spirit, both of them, which are God's.
Yeah. Right.
I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. Say it.
I am the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Now think about that before I go to the next one. Think about that. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's powerful, man. Now, if we would meditate on that a few moments, the glory will hit this place.
Sure.
Mm. I am. Not I'm not trying to become. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. If I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit, I know everything God knows.
Right.
It's in me, but I just got to let him reveal it to me, you see. It'll make you protect yourself more if you recognize that you're the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
And then I'll go to number 12. Turn to John 15:15. I'll tell you what it is. Turn to John 15:15. That's 15 we done went to. 12 we done went to, I mean. John chapter 15, verse 15. I am a friend of Christ. A boy, old religion put here, you say that. You mean you're a friend of Christ. Yeah, Christ ain't your friend. Henceforth I call you not servant. John 15:15. For the servant knows not what his Lord doeth. But I call you friend. You see it?
Yes, sir.
For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. So if you don't recognize your friend, there's a lot of stuff you're going to miss. That don't mean you become familiar with him, but you know he's not your enemy.
That's right.
And you know he wants you to know what you need to know when you need to know it. And he wants you to have the power, the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge of it when you need it.
Right.
Now, you just think about it now. Almost I have to close that. Friend. You know, we sing that a song, What a Friend. I mean, in the Baptist church in my time, that was one of the songs. What a friend, had lady, what a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend. Is he really your friend?
Sure.
It almost want to use a word that break it down Are you and Jesus living on friendship basis?
Mm-hmm.
That's not making him no less.
Right, sir. Yes, sir. More.
That's making you more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see, when you get that intimacy with Jesus, you get close enough to him, there's some things you're going to know the average person don't know.
Right.
If you just remain as a servant, there are a lot of things you're not going to know. Friendship in the natural. When a person really a friend, you share more with them than you share with their group. That person, you're in that person tight, you know, and been buddies a long time, you share. Well, that's what the Lord wants. The Lord said, I'm your friend.
Amen.
I'm not your enemy. Mm-hmm. I want you blessed. I want to help you. I want to get you up.
Yeah.
I want to take you to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you see, we have to, let me close here. We have to decree these things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a friend of Christ. I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm united to the Lord in one spirit with him. I'm a member of Christ's body. I'm a citizen of heaven. I am God's workmanship created in Christ for good work. Wow. I'm a friend. I'll close with one that you might not lack. If you don't have understanding, you're not even understand this one. But I love it. Romans chapter 6. Turn there. We'll close right there. Romans chapter 6. This is a good one to close with. Romans chapter 6. I'm going to see how real you are right now. All of your Christianity about to be checked right now. This last one. Romans chapter 6. All right. I said, what verse? I ain't telling you. Because when I make this statement, he said, I'm not decreeing that. But when I show you the voice, you're going to decree it.
Mm-hmm.
I am a slave of righteousness.
Verse
18.
Mm-hmm.
You see now, you see how it changed it?
Yeah.
See, you're really free.
Yeah.
He said, being made free from sin, you became the servant of righteousness.
Right. Yeah.
See, you just say, I'm a slave of righteousness. I won't be no slave.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's saying you're free.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And you're so hooked up with righteousness, slavery can't get you.
Yes. Right.
Sin can't get you.
Right.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to see how many of these I have, and I'll tell you. And I pray to God that I can get through all of them. Chantel, you ought to know how many I got. You know? You know. Yeah, I know it's a lot. I'm going to look at this. It's 40. 40. We got to number 13. I'm a slave of righteousness. I like that one. Well, praise God. That's a wrap. Junior, you can come. That's a wrap.